This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
If you love Joy and love Joy podcasts, you should consider joining as a member this radiothon. Head to joy.org.au right now. Don't do it later, do it today.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
It's insert temperature degrees in Melbourne. Good insert part of day. I'm Judy Kelly with Joy Odd Spots News at insert time.
Time for an odd spot, and staying on theme, we've got a royal wedding odd spot today.
Yeah, my favourite.
Your favourite. As wedding excitement reaches fever pitch, no one more than this baker can say they've committed to the theme. Lara Mason spent 250 hours making life-sized models of Meghan and Prince Harry using an astonishing 300 eggs, 15 kilograms of flour, 15 kilograms of butter, and 15 kilograms of sugar, plus a combination of 80 kilograms worth of icing.
How much butter?
15 kilos.
Sounds
not
delicious.
Part of your new diet, I'd say.
Yeah. Until today, the biggest butter face I knew was Dave.
I'll settle down.
But now it's Harry and Meghan, so don't worry, Dave.
I like how that's the only thing you take out of that comment.
I know.
Oh, it sounds tasty.
I'm setting myself up for your butter face going at your expense, Dave. Thank you very much.
Feel me up, buttercup.
The UK mum said she was proud of her efforts, but before completing the project was dismayed to learn that Harry was 6'2", because these were life-size models. So,
And what does she? What does she do? Oh, I see what you mean. Sorry, I thought you meant that she screwed it up and made a 4'3".
Oh, no.
I thought you were also asking, what does she do with her time? Like, does she have a full-time job? Or
makes life-size human cakes. Terrifying to eat a cake of a person.
A Phoenix, Arizona woman in the US is facing numerous charges after she allegedly sent more than 65,000 text messages to a man after their first date, many of them containing bizarre threats. She says that love is an excessive
threat. Is that too many? I'm not sure. I'm going on dates around now. Is that too many or not enough?
Too many.
I'll be back with more at Joy News at 6. Don't you know you drive. But first, a very quick story.
I'm atrocious. I'm sorry, Judy. Carry on.
Okay, a very quick story this week. A British man will face court charged under the UK's Criminal Law Act for the offence of carrying in public an article which has a blade or which is sharply pointed. 39-year-old Scott Walker was arrested after he was found walking the streets of Dunfermline in Scotland with a potato peeler. Mm. It is illegal in the United Kingdom to carry a knife longer than 3 inches without good reason, and Walker faces up to 4 years in prison for carrying the kitchen utensil.
I can't. Because I want to see a potato, but I can't. I'm not allowed to.
You know this whole yarn, is it Yarny?
And Lauren.
I think it's affecting me because I thought one of Judy Kelly's stories tonight, I thought she was talking about the live sheet trade, and then she said something about stockings. So I think my
hearing, Manchester.
Yeah, I thought she said live sheets, and I'm like, my sheets are well dead when they're on my bed. Sorry, Judy, I'm going to get my hearing test.
Judy, thank you for your news, and I like your funny story.
I am still here with the lovelies of the G in my G string.
You just make it up as you're going along, don't you, really?
Well, I can't be in my G string because you've got the camera on me now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was wonderful news, but you didn't tell us where the royal wedding is actually being held. Now, Guy...
George's Chapel, isn't it? And Windsor Castle.
Yes, it is. You're right. Everybody else was right other than me. When does that happen?
It's not that hard.
When does that happen? It's at Windsor Castle.
It is at Windsor Castle. Edward had his wedding there too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Now you're asking, aren't you? Because I am not a royalophile. I don't know what they call them, the royalophiles. I didn't even know it was on Saturday, the royal wedding.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
I think you're just a royalist.
That's it. Thank you, darling. Yes, you're helping...
Yeah, that's
tremendously
true.
Tremendously.
I'm helping everyone this morning. Look at me multitasking.
You're so clever. Do you want me to take over?
Yes, I think you should, Andrew, because it's all been terribly good so far.
You're on Joy 94.9 Friday Drive with David Sousaway, but Dolly Diamond's doing a brilliant job.
Loving every minute.
Loving every minute. Oh. And she's doing such a good job that we're actually late for the news. And David Double is furious.
I'm frantic. Yes, absolutely. And Prince Harry and bride-to-be Meghan Markle are to receive a uniquely Australian gift from the New South Wales government. Two koalas named Harry and Meghan. Mm-hmm. However, I know if anyone cares, but anyway. However, no one knows the sexes of the koalas. Oh. So Harry could be a girl and Meghan a boy.
Mm-hmm. The world we live in, isn't it?
That would be a travesty, wouldn't it?
And the highly respected Mirror newspaper from the UK has compiled a list of Tinder's more interesting profiles, including these ones. Well-endowed 21-year-old Jasmine promotes healthy eating, saying if you have a sweet tooth, you can taste my watermelons, while 24-year-old Cody says, just to clarify, I don't need to chew when eating a banana. 25-year-old Kirsten says offers something different by suggesting her services to practice an Australian kiss. She says it's just like the French one, except you go down under. 27-year-old Brittany advertises her career ambitions, asking, if I worked for UPS, would you let me handle your package? But points for honesty go to 23-year-old Audrey, who simply says, I have fake breasts and a fake personality, but who's caring, because you're going to swipe right because I'm fit. Can't wait until the day that somebody compiles all these newsreads into a very weird sort of amalgam. Anyway.
dating apps. That's why I stay away. I don't
do you?
No.
You don't stay away?
How can you condense? No, I don't have any of them.
Yeah, right.
How can you condense You've got my to be personality the only Melbourne into a profile?
Oh, well, I can give you some ideas. Yeah. There's Kirsten, there's Cody. There's,
yeah, I'm fit.
I'm fit.
I just put on perfect.
And nothing fake about you, Jack.
Yeah, nothing fake.
I'm Judy Kelly. There'll be more Joy News Odd Spots next week with insert newsreader's name.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.